The privatisation agenda that's being enacted at the moment, I believe, was first enacted in the 1980s under the Fourth Labour Government and Roger Douglas. I was wondering if you have any comments on your party's history with privatisation.
Oh, look, you know, there were some things that went on in the 80s that we've left that behind, well and truly. The people who did that, Roger Douglas and others, went off and formed their own party. Labour, when we were in government in the 2000s, we added assets. We bought back Kiwi Rail, we bought back Air New Zealand. So our record in recent times on assets is one of growing them, not selling them, and that's why we're involved in this.
Okay, so if the Labour Party happen to get power back in the next election or the one after, what will be the financial policy to regain the state assets?
Look, I would love today to be able to say that we can buy them back. The truth is that we don't know the financial situation that we're going to inherit when we get into government, so we can't make that absolute commitment. But what, as I say, our record when we were last in government was that we bought assets back, and my intention would be that if it was possible, that would be great, but we can't make that guarantee today.
Okay, do you think there's any place for structural reform so that these sort of abuses of power might be able to be avoided?
Oh, look, I think we have to think very carefully about how we do that, but I do think we had a piece of legislation, private members' bill before Parliament, to make it so that it required a 75% majority of Parliament to do this kind of thing, and that was our policy, and I'd like to see, you know, something like that looked at again.
Right, I was just wondering, because I believe in response to a lot of the privatisation in the 1990s, there was a move to have electoral reform, which is how we
got MMP.
So do you think there's a place for anything like that again?
Look, I think we've got MMP now. I mean, the reality is that the more parties at the last election, you know, votes for parties who opposed asset sales were greater than votes for those in favour of them. But the government's able to govern because of the numbers it's got in Parliament. But I think if something like a 75% majority was required for the sale of assets, that would make it really difficult for someone to do it without a real mandate.
Okay, right. Thanks.